the seas of all thy world, slam banging home again. There's none of any port for me, but driving fast or slow, since Elsie Campbell went to thee, Lord, 30 years ago. The year that Sarah Sands was born, the roads we used to tread, from Maryhill to Pollock Shores, from Govan to Parkhead. Not but there's Siebel on the board. You'll hear Sir Kenneth say, good morning, McAndrew, back again, and how's your bilge today? Miscalling technicalities, but handing them a chair to drink Madeira with 3 L's, the old fleet engineer that started as a boiler whelp when steam and he were low. I mind the time we used to serve a broken pipe we tow. £10 was all the pressure then, huh? A man would drive. And here our working gauges give 165. We're creeping on with each new rig, less weight and larger power. There'll be the local boiler next in 30 mile an hour, 30 and more. What I have seen since ocean steam began leaves me nae doubt for the machine. But what about the man? The man that counts. We always run 1 million mile a sea, 4 times the span from Earth to Moon. How far, O Lord, from thee? The sin of 40 years all up and down the seas, clack and repeat like valves half fed. Forgive us for trespasses. Years when I raid the ports with pride to fill my cup of wrong. Judge not, O Lord, my steps aside at K Street in Hong Kong. Blot out the wastrel hours of mine in sin when I abode Jane Harrigan's in number 9, Reddick and Grant Road. And war than all, my crown and sin rang blasphemy and wild. I was not 24 then. You wouldn't judge a child. I'd seen the tropics first, that one. New fruit, new smells, new air. How could I tell, blind fool with sun, the deal was lurking there? The day, like playhouse scenes, the shore slipped past their sleepy eyes. By night, those soft, lascivious stars leered from those velvet skies. The loathsome bow ahead, you mind? I heard the land breeze call, milk warm with breath of spice and bloom. McAndrew, come awa', turn clear and low. No haste, no hate, a ghostly whisper went, just stating evidential facts beyond all argument. Your mother's God's a grasping deal, a shadow of yourself, got out of books by ministers, cleaned off in heaven and hell. They make him in the broomy law of Glasgow called and dirt. Oh, jealous, pride, pathetic lad, that's only strong to hurt. You'll no go back to him again and kiss his red-hot rod, but come with us. Now, who were they? I know the living God, that does not keep our souls for sport or break a life in jest, but swells the ripening coconuts and ripes the woman's breast. And there it stopped, cut off, no more. A quiet, certain voice. For me, 6 months of 24 to leave or take a choice. It was only like a thunderclap that racked me through and through. Temptation passed the show of speech, unnameable and new. A sin against the Holy Ghost. And under all, our screw. A storm blew by, but left behind our anchor shift and swell. Thou knowest all my heart and mind. Thou knowest, Lord. I fell, third in the Mary Gloucester then, and first that night in hell. We dared not run that sea by night, but lay and held our fire, and I was drowsing on the hatch, sick, sick with doubt and tire. Better the sight of eyes that see than wandering, oh desire. You mind that word? Clear as our gongs, again and once again, when ripping down through coral trash ran out our mooring chain, and by thy grace I had the light to see my duty plain. Light on the engine room, no more, bright as our carbons burn. I've lost it since 1,000 times and never passed return. Observe, per annum we'll have here 2,000 souls aboard. Now think not I dare to justify myself before the Lord, but average 15 souls safe born from port to port. And I am a service to my kind. You wouldn't have blamed the thought. Maybe they steam from grace to wrath, to sin by folly led. It doesn't mind they judge their path. Their lives are on my head. For that one stretch, 3 weeks and odd by only Rogers steer, from Cape Town east to Wellington, you need an engineer. And home again, the Rio Run, it's no child's play to go. Steaming the bell for 14 days of snow and flow and blow, the bergs with kelpies overside to grin and turn and shift, or grinding like the mills of God, goes by the big south drift. Hail, snow and ice that, praise the Lord, have met them at their work, and wish we had another route, or they another kirk. Then at last, I'll get to port and hoist our baggage clear. The passengers with gloves and canes, and this is what I'll hear. Well, thank you for a pleasant voyage. The tender's coming now. Well, I go testing, follow our boats, and watch the skipper bow. The word's for everyone but me. Shake hands with half the crew. You said the doer, Scots engineer, the man they never knew. And yet, I like the work, for all we've damn few pickings here. No pension. And most will earn £400 a year. A bonus on the crew, I save. Oh, aye. The Scots are close. But when I grudge the strength ye gave, I'll grudge their food to those. Hello there, oiler, what's your work? You find it running hard? You needin' to swill a cup of oil? This isn't the Cunard. You thought? You're not paid to think. Go, sweat that off again. It's difficult to swear nor tag my name in vain. Men, I and women call me stern. For those who oversee, you'll note a little time to burn on social repartee. That reminds me of our Viscount Bloom, Sir Kenneth Kim, the chap with Russia leather tennis shooting and spar-decked yachting cap. I showed him round last week overall, and at the last is he. Mr. McAndrew, don't you think steam spoils romance at sea? Damned idiot. I've been doing that morning to see what ailed the throws. Manholing on my back, the cranks 3 inches off my nose. Romance! Those first-class passengers, they like it very well, printed and bound in little books. But why don't poets tell? I'm sick of all their quirks and turns, the loves and doves they dream. Lord, send a man like Robbie Burns to sing the song of steam. To match with Scotia's noblest speech, yon orchestra sublime. For two, uplifted like the just, the tail rods mark the time. The crank throws give the double bass, the feet pump sobs and heaves. And now the main eccentrics start their quarrel on the sheaves. Our time, our own appointed time, the rocking link head bides. Still, hear the note? The rods return, wings glimmering through the guides. They're all awall. True beat, full power, the clanging chorus goes, clear to the tunnel where they sit. Ah, purring dynamos. Interdependence, absolute. Foreseen, ordained, decreed, to work, you'll note, at only tilt and every rate of speed. The skylight lifter, furnace bars, backed, bolted, braced and stayed, and singing like the morning stars for joy that they are made. Without a touch of vanity, the sweating press block says, not unto us the praise, our man, not unto us the praise. Now all together hear them lift their lesson, theirs and mine, law, order, duty and restraint, obedience, discipline. Oh, for a man to weld it then, in one trip hammer strain, till even first-class passengers could tell the meaning plain. But no one cares except myself, that serve and understand my 7,000 horsepower here. Hey, Lord, they're grand, they're grand. Uplift am I, when first in store the new-made Beastie Street, where you cast down that breathe the word declaring all things good. Not so. Oh, that world lift in joy, no afterfall could vex. You've left the glimmer still to cheer the man. The artifacts, that holds, in spite of knock and scale of friction, waste and slip. And by that light, now mark my word, we'll build the perfect ship. I'll never last to judge our lines or take our curve, nor I. For I have lived and I have worked, the thanks to thee, Most High. And I have done what I have done, judge thou of ill or well, always thy grace prevent. Lush, comes the standby bell. While it's the soon, as flare it is, the morning watch is set. Well, God be thanked, as I was saying, I'm no Pelagian yet. Now I'll tack on.
Morning, Ferguson. Man, have you ever thought what your good lady costs in coal?
I'll burn
a man like Robert Burns to sing the Song of Steam, then that man was Rudyard Kipling. He published MacAndrew's Hymn in 1894 when he was 29, just 5 years home from India. The next poem, The Mary Gloucester, was first published in his collection The Seven Seas a couple of years later. I'm really sorry I've had to cut them slightly, for I think both MacAndrew's Hymn and The Mary Gloucester can count among Kipling's finest work and among the best of the few great popular poems in the English language.
I've paid for your sickest fancies. I've humoured your crackedest whim. Dick, it's your daddy dying. You've got to listen to him. Good for a fortnight, am I? The doctor told you. He lied. I shall go under by morning. Put that nurse outside. Never seen death yet, Dickie. Now's your time to learn. And you wish you held my record before it comes to your turn. Master at 22, married at 23. 10,000 men on the payroll, and 40 freighters at sea. 50 years between them, and every year of it fight. Now I'm Sir Anthony Gloucester, dying, a baronite. Lord, what boats I've handled. Rotten and leaky and old. Ran them, or opened the bilge cock, precisely as I was told. Grub that'd bind you crazy, and crews that'd turn you grey. A big fat lump of insurance to cover the risk on the way. The others, they dursn't do it. They said they valued their life. They've served me since the skippers. I went, and I took my wife. Over the world I drove them, married at 23, and your mother saving the money and making a man of me. She egged me to borrow the money, and she helped me to clear the loan when we bought half shares in a cheap one and hoisted a flag of our own. Hatching and coaling on credit, and living the Lord knew how. We started the Red Ox freighters. We've 8 and 30 now. And those were the days of clippers, and the freights were clipper freights. And we knew we were making our fortune. But she died in Macassar Straits, by the little paternosters as you come to the Union Bank. And we dropped her in 14 fathoms. I picked it off where she sank. Owners we were, full owners. And the boat was christened for her. And she died in the Mary Gloucester. My heart, how young we were. So I went on a spree around Java and well nigh ran her ashore. But your mother came and warned me, and I wouldn't lick her no more. Strict I stuck to my business, afraid to stop her, I think. Saving the money, she warned me, and letting the other men drink. And I'd met McCulloch in London, I'd saved 500 then. And between us we started the foundry, 3 forges and 20 men. Cheap repairs for the cheapens. We paid and the business grew. But I bought me a steam-laid patent, and that was a gold mine too. Cheaper to build them than buy them, I said, but McCulloch, he shied. And we wasted a year in talking before we moved to the Clyde. And the lines were all beginning. And we all of us started fair, building our engines like houses and staying the boiler square. But McCulloch, he wanted cabins with marble and maple and all. And Brussels and Utrecht velvet and baths and a social hall. And pipes for closets all over and cutting the frame too light. But McCulloch, he died in the 60s. Well, I'm done tonight. I knew what was coming when we bid on the Byfleet's keel. They piddled and piffled with iron. I'd given my orders for steel. Steel in the first expansions. It paid, I tell you, it paid when we came to our 9-knot freighters and called it the long run trade. And they asked me how I did it, and I gave them the scripture text. You keep your light so shining a little in front of the next. They copied all they could follow. They couldn't copy my mind. And I left them sweating and stealing a year and a half behind. Then came the armor contracts, but that was McCulloch's side. He was always best in the foundry, but better perhaps he died. I went to his private papers. The notes were plainer than print, and I'm no fool to finish. The man will give me a hint. I remember his widow was angry. So I saw what his drawings meant, and I started the 6-inch rollers, and it paid me 60%. 60% with failures. More than twice we could do. And a $250,000 to credit, and I saved it all for you. I thought... It doesn't matter. You seem to favour your ma, but you're nearer 40 than 30, and I know the kind you are. Harrow and Trinity College. I ought to have sent you to sea, but I stood you an education, and what have you done for me? The things I knew was proper, you wouldn't thank me to give. The things I knew was rotten, you said was the way to live. You muddled with books and pictures and china and etchings and fans, and your room at college was beastly, more like a whore's than a man's.
till you married that thin, lank woman as white and as stale as a bone. And she gave you your social nonsense. But where's that kid of your own? I've seen your carriages blocking the half of the Cromwell Road, but never the doctor's broom to help the missus unload. Presently, the grandchild and the Gloucester family's done. Not like your mother, she isn't. She carried her freight each run. But they died, the poor little boogers. At sea she had them. They died. Only you and you stood it. You haven't stood much beside. So he gets 300,000 in trust and the interest paid. I wouldn't give it to you, Dickie. You see, I made it in trade. You're safe from soiling your fingers. And if you have no child, it all comes back to the business. Gad, won't your wife be wild? Calls and calls in her carriage, her handkerchief up to her eye. Daddy, dear, daddy, dying. And doing her best to cry. Grateful, yes, I'm grateful, but keep her away from here. Your mother would never have stood her. And anyhow, women are queer. There's women will say I've married a second time. Not quite. But give poor Aggie 100 and tell her your lawyers will fight. She was the best of the boiling. You'll meet her before it ends. I'm in for a row with the mother. I'll leave you to settle the friends. For a man, he must go with a woman, which women don't understand. Or the sort that say they can see it, they aren't the marrying brand. But I wanted to speak of your mother that's Lady Gloucester still. I'm going to up and see her without it hurting the will. Here, take your hand off the bell pull. 5,000 waiting for you if you'll only listen a minute and do as I bid you do. They'll try to prove me crazy, and if you bungle, they can. And I've only you to trust to. Oh, God, why ain't it a man? There's some wasting money on marbles, the same as McCulloch tried. Marbles and mausoleums, but I call that sinful pride. I'm sick of the old damned business. I'm going back where I came. Dick, you're the son of my body, and you'll take charge of the same. I want to lie by your mother, 10,000 mile away, and they'll want to send me to Woking. And that's where you'll earn your pay. You know the line? You don't, though. You write to the board and tell your father's death has upset you and you're going to cruise for a spell. And you'd like the Mary Gloucester. I've got her ready for this. They'll put her in working order and you'll take her out as she is. Yes, there's money idle when I patched her and laid her aside. Thank God I can pay for my fancies. The boat where your mother died. By the little paternosters as you come to the Union Bank. They dropped her, I think I told you. And I picked it off where she sank. Time she was penetrating. That oily creature sea. 118 east, remember, and south, just 3. Easy bearings to carry. 3 south, 3 to the dot. But I gave McAndrew a copy in case of dying or not. And so you are right to McAndrew. He's chief of the Maori line. They'll give him leave if you ask him and say it's business of mine. I built 3 boats for the Maoris, and very well pleased they were. I've known Mac since the 50s, and Mac knew me and her. After the first stroke warned me, I sent him the money to keep against the time you'd claim it, committing your dad to the deep. You'll take the Mary in ballast, you'll find her a lively ship. And you'll take Sir Anthony Gloucester that goes on his wedding trip, lashed in our old deck cabin with all 3 portholes wide, the kick of the screw beneath him and the round blue seas outside. Sir Anthony Gloucester's carriage, our house flag flying free, 10,000 men on the payroll and 40 freighters at sea. He made himself and a million. But this world's a fleeting show, and he'll go to the wife of his bosom the same as he ought to go, by the heel of the paternosters. There isn't a chance to mistake, and Mac will pay you the money as soon as the bubbles break. Your mother has called it wasteful, but I've 37 more. I'll come in my private carriage and bid it wait at the door. For my son, he was never a credit. He muddled with books and art, and he'd lived on Sir Anthony's money, and he broke Sir Anthony's heart. There isn't even a grandchild, and the Gloucester family's done. The only one you left me, oh, mother, the only one. Harrer and Trinity College. Me slaving early and late. He thinks I'm dying crazy, and you're in Macassar Strait. Flesh of my flesh, my dearie. Forever and ever, amen. At first, I'll come for a warning. I thought to have gone to you then. But cheap repairs for a cheap one. The doctor said I'd do. Mary, why didn't you warn me? I've always heeded to you. Thank God I can pay for my fancies. Now, what's 5,000 to me for a berth off the paternosters in the haven where I would be? I believe in the resurrection if I read my Bible plain, but I wouldn't trust them at Woking. They're safer at sea again. For the heart that shall go with the treasure, go down to the sea in ships. I'm sick of the hired women. I'll kiss my girl on her lips. I'll be content with my fountain. I'll drink from my own well. And wait for my youth to charm me. The rest can go to hell. Dickie, you will, that's certain. My love, you now stands in bed. And Mac will take her in ballast. And she drinks best by the head. Down by the head and sinking. The fires are drawn and cold. And the water splashing hollow on the skin of the empty hold. Churning, choking. Lower hatches and rising steady. Hark! That was the after vulture. She's flooded from stem to stern. Never seen death yet, Dickie. But now is your time to learn.
Gerald Green read for Mary Gloucester and Henry Stamper read McAndrew of him in the second of Marvin Ejelaski's anthology of Kipling and the Sea.